ओमज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नम ओं विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनेति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वतीदेवे गौरवानुपचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादे पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभुनित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर सुदासादि श्री गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। मुखम करति वाचालं तंगुलं हतगिरिं यत्कृपाकमहं वन्दे परमानन्द माधवं सुगुरुदिनतरणं श्रीचैतन्येश्वरम्। So we are hearing from His Holiness Jayapata Goswami Maharaj some pre-pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In fact, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, though he manifested his pastimes just 500 years ago, in scriptures we find there are many, many pastimes which took place here in Navadvipdham thousands of years before, where it describes how Brahma has come here just like this Antardeep. In Godrimadip, Indra has come there, Lord Shiva has come also, Lord Krishna has come here, or many, many pastimes has taken place here on this, in this Navadvipdham. Specifically this dham, this island is Antardeep, because Brahma, here he revealed Antardeep. Antar means the innermost things of his life he revealed to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is known as Antardeep. So we have heard few pastimes from His Holiness, and I am sure you will hear many more pastimes from Srila Raghunath Sai Maharaj. So now I would like to discuss something about the appearance of Lord Gauranga. So we hear, we have but how, what is the condition of Navadvip Dham during the time of Gauranga Mahaprabhu appearance, how people are more into Karmakanda. They are not into so much bhakti, that's why Advaita Acharya would feel very bad and he would pray, Lord, please come and distribute your bhakti. So now I'll discuss with you about the reason why Lord has to come as Lord Gauranga. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami very vividly he has described on this point in Chaitanya Charitamrita. At one point he is mentioning, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he is describing the internal reason of the appearance of Lord Gauranga. Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he has two reasons why he appeared. One is external, another is internal. In general, for each and every incarnation, there is some internal and external reason. One is known as Jagat Samandhya. Jagat Samandhya means the reason related to whole world, whole universe. Another is Nija Samandhya, the reason of his own purpose. He has his own purpose why Lord descends to this material world. Just like Krishna, he came. So why Lord Krishna came to this material world? But Krishna has told in Bhagavad Gita, Paritranaya Sadhanam Vinashaya Duskritam Dharma Sansthapanarthaya Sambhavami Yoga Yoga. That I descend to this material world, millennium after millennium, in order to annihilate the miscreants, protect the sadhus, and to re-establish dharma. But our acharyas, Gauriya acharyas, they don't agree with this statement of Lord Krishna. So that why Lord Krishna has to come for this purpose? Anybody can kill the miscreants. He's so powerful, a small germ on dysentery, on AIDS can kill thousands of people. Why he has to come? And why to protect the sadhu, paritranaya sadhana? What is sadhu? Sadhu means who has already got paritran, who is delivered. So why he has to come to deliver? So what kind of deliverance he has to give to the sadhus? Then to re-establish dharma, not necessary that God has to come. Any outsider can come and re-establish dharma. So the general reason they are giving, these are not the real reason. The real reason why Lord comes to this material world is madhbhakta vinadartham karami vividhakriya. I am descending to this material world to give pleasure to my devotees. And also Kunti Devi in her prayers, she is chanting, she is saying that bhakti yoga vidhanartham, in order to give the bhakti, the Lord descends to this material world. That is general principle, why Lord descends to this material world. But why Krishna descends? What is the purpose? His incarnation is coming millennium after millennium. But why Krishna comes in one day of Brahma? So one very interesting reason Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the specific purpose that Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of Krishna is descending to this material world, the reason is bhakti rasa nirjasa karita aswadana. He is coming to release the essence of prema bhakti. And one more reason is ragamarga bhakti loke karita prasaram. To preach the ragamarga bhakti in people in general. The same way Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he had also two reasons. One reason is external, that he has come to this material world to preach the holy name. Anarputa charinchirat karunaya avatirna kalau samarpetu murnata ujjalasa sahakti sriyam hari prada sundar dhuti kadamba sandipita sada hidayakandare spurati va sachinandana. He is praying that Sachinandana, son of Mother Sachi, let him manifest, appear within the heart of all the living entities. So why he is coming? Now, anarpita charim chirat karunaya avatirna kalo. Anarpita, for long, long time, some very precious thing he has come to samarpaitum, to distribute to people in general. What is that? Urnata ujjala rasa so bhakti sriyam. He has come here to distribute a very precious things, valuable things, wealth. What is that wealth? So bhakti sriyam. That bhakti sampa, the wealth of prema bhakti, that he has come to distribute. Hari prada sundar dhuti kadamba sandipita, that Hari, who is no more brighter than the molten gold. So another meaning of Hari is lion. Tosen hridayakandara spuratuva sachinandana, that Gaurahari, let him appear in the cave, like heart of all the living entities. The heart which is like cave compared to cave. So here Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami explaining, Hari means lion. Sometimes in the forest, in the mountain, some elephant they go and they hide inside the cave. Then elephant they go and hide inside the cave, in the dark cave. The lions will go and search for the elephant. Lions will go and smash the head of the elephant and eat some substance inside the elephant's brain. So he's comparing to Gaurahari, is like a lion. Let that lion enter into the heart of all the living entities. And he's comparing the elephant is Kalmasa Dhirada. The elephant is all the Kalmasa, all the material desires, all the sinful desires the living entities they have. Let that Gaurahari, that lion, enter into the heart of all the living entities, dispelling all the darkness of ignorance and killing this Kalmasa, the sinful, the material desires of all the living entities. So in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the external reason which is related with all the living entities of this universe, that he was by giving this premadhana, Golokar premadhana, Harinama Sankirtana, is distributing to everybody. But that wealth was there hidden. Abadha Karuna Sindhu Katiya Muhana Ghare Ghare Bullet Prema Amyarabana. Abadha means it was got stuck there in Golok Vrindavan. So that is the external reason that why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came, Mahabhadana, the magnanimity of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was revealed by his preaching of this Prema Dharma. The next is explaining the internal reason why that Supreme Personality of Godhead who had descended to this material world 5,000 years ago as Gajendranandan Bhagavan Sri Krishna. He came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Brajendranandana Jai Satsyuta Haila Sai Balaram Haila Nitai. That Brajendranandan Bhagavan Sri Krishna, he came as Sachinandana. So what was the purpose? So before explaining the reason that why that Krishna has to come as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is telling Esav Siddhanta Guda Kahit Najida Na Kahile Keha Yahar Anta Nahita. This subject matter is so confidential. All these conclusions are unfit to disclose in public. Very confidential subject matter. It cannot be disclosed to people in general, in public. But Na Kahile Keha Yahar Anta Nahita. But if they are not disclosed, no one will understand then. So all this confidential subject matter I have to reveal to the people in general. That's why he is saying, Atev kahi kichu kariya nego, bujive rasika bhakta na bujive mudha. Therefore, I shall mention them, revealing only their essence, so that loving devotees will understand them, but fools will not understand. Only loving devotees, just like Krishna has told in Bhagavad Gita, bhaktanam abhijanati, the same one, the loving devotees, they will understand the subject matter. That's why he is saying that who will enjoy the description of this most confidential subject matter that I am going to describe now? Hridaya Ghareja Chaitanya Nityananda. Only those people, anyone who has captured Lord Gauranga Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu in his heart will become blissful by hearing all these transcendental conclusions. Esav Siddhanta say, Paive Ananda. They will get the bliss in discussion of these conclusions. Esav Siddhanta hai amrer pala bhaktagana kokile sarvada vallam abhakta ustareithe nahaye praves tave chitta hai mor ananda vishes. So he said, Esav Siddhanta hai amrer pala. She is comparing. All these conclusions are like the newly grown twigs of a mango tree, Amrer Pallav. And they are always pleasing to the devotees who in this way resemble cocoa bars. But Abhakta, the non-devotees, is comparing to camel. The camel-like non-devotees cannot enter into these topics. Therefore, there is special jubilation in my heart. The camel-like non-devotees, better let them not understand this subject matter. So now, Krishna Sabraj Goswami explaining the internal reason that why Lord Krishna, he came as Lord Gauranga. Siradhaya pranay mahima kudrishiva naiva, swadjana adhvata madhurima kudrishiva madhya, saukhantasya madan bhavata kudrishin beti lobha. That Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is aptakama. Aptakama means he has no desire, all his desires have been fulfilled. He is atmarama, he is self-satisfied. In spite of all these qualifications of Supreme Personality of Godhead, still now he has developed three very special desires. That's why he has come down as Lord Gauranga. So here, Krishna Sabraj Goswami explaining few topics that one has to know before coming to this subject matter. So as we know, in our Hindu society, we worship many gods. Specifically, there are many kinds of philosophy known as Ekeshwarabad, Bahuishwarabad, Nirishwarabad, Nirakaravad. You must all be acquainted with these words. Ekeshwarabad means those they worship only one Ishwar, one God. Bahuishwara means they worship many gods. Nirishwara means they worship no God. Nirakara means they worship God with no form, without form. So specifically, the Hindus, they are criticized by Muslims and Christians, they are pointed out by Muslims and Christians, that we are Bahuishwarabadi. We believe in many gods. But Christians, they have only one God. Muslims, they have one God. But they say, oh, Hindus, they have many gods. In fact, Hindus also believe that. They think we have many gods. In Hindus, they think they have only, in our Hindu scriptures, how many gods are there? 330 million gods only there. And Hindus are so fond of having many gods, they are not satisfied with that. Now in India, you see, there are so many new gods also. This Baba, this Thakur, that Thakur. My mother used to criticize. I had one daughter, she was worshiping Sima Ravinda. So my mother would always criticize her, telling that you are not happy that you have so many gods, you are bringing another god to your house. The point is, the Hindus they found many gods. So that's why they are identified by others that we are Bahuishwarabadi. And they also say, yes, we have many gods. But that is not fact. The Hindu philosophy is based very much on Ekeshwarabad. Ekameva Aditya. The Veda says Ekameva Aditya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings conclusion says Ekala Ishwara Krishna. There is only one Ishwara. There is no question of Bahu Ishwara. But among Hindu community, people, they misunderstand this point. They do not know the difference between Devas and the God. Bhagavan and Deva. So all Devas, they think they are all God, they are all Bhagavan. So that's why they think there are many gods. But there will be only one God. Maybe there are many demigods. Then somebody will ask us question, so who is that God? We say Krishna is God, Rama is God, Narayana is God, Damana is God, Narasimha is God. Then they say there is many God. How is there one God? Many gods we are saying. There must be many God. They say, no. Then there is only one God. Etasansa kalapamsa krishnasta bhagavan swayam. One God, why then they have so many forms? So now, the real conclusion of Vaishnava philosophy arises. That why that Lord has so many forms? So our Gaudiya Acharya, they quote this one verse from Shruti to prove that why that Supreme Personality of God, that Parambrahma, who is Ekameva Aditya, he has many forms. So they quote the verse Rasavaisa, the rasa, the melodies. But that's Parambrahma, according to Shruti, who is made up of melodies, sweetness, rasa. He releasing rasa and he makes others to release this rasa. So this is where our whole Gaudiya philosophy is based upon, on this verse of Veda or Shruti. That Supreme Personality of Godhead, that Parambrahma, he is releasing the rasa, the melodies. So that's why all this creation is meant for his enjoyment. Eka bahusamahavat, though he is one, paraka shakti vividhaya vasyate, his energy has manifested in so many different forms, so many living entities. So what is the purpose behind all this creation? That rasa vaisaha. He will release the melodies. So that's why that Supreme Personality of Godhead, He has manifested unlimited forms. We can't say that He has only one form. Then He will be limited. So He has an unlimited form. Because there are unlimited rasas, mellows. Just like we have one body. In our one body, we are releasing all the mellows. But for Supreme Personality of Godhead, for every mellows, He expands one body. And these unlimited forms are there, anadi anantarupam, from anadi, from time immemorial. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has manifested in unlimited forms in the spiritual world. And it descends according to time and circumstances. Sometimes as fish, sometimes as tortoise, sometimes as horse, sometimes in some Puran experience He came once as tiger incarnation. Once He came as a mosquito incarnation also. And Lord can incarnate as a mosquito and He can finish everybody as mosquito incarnation also. And that mosquito incarnation would not be like this small mosquito like this. When He came as boar incarnation, and He was not like ordinary boar, He was huge. So like that He comes in His transcendental form. The purpose of His unlimited form is to release the rasa, the mellows. So here, that Supreme Personality of Godhead, He is coming as Lord Krishna in the upper Yuga came. And why He came? He came bhakti rasa nirjasa karita aswadana. There is a very nice transaction between the living entities and Krishna going on. So as a result, both are living upon each other, depending upon each other for their enjoyment. So what is that? What is the basic principle of the enjoyment of the living entities and the Supreme Personality of Godhead? The Supreme Personality of Godhead is hankering. He is looking for the enjoyment. And where he is getting that enjoyment? Or bhakti rasa nirjasa karita aswadana. To release the essence of prema bhakti. The prema which is lying with the living entities. And that the Supreme Personality of God receives from His devotee. And He enjoys. And He reciprocates to His devotee and gives pleasure. And what the Supreme Personality of God is having? He is having the madhurja, so madhurja, the sweetness. So in this way, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, He came in the Vrindavan, and all the devotees, gopa, gopis are serving very intensely, and Krishna is enjoying very much ecstasy. So after enjoying, finishing His pastime, He went back to Golok Vrindavan. So one day, Krishna is sitting in a solitary place, lonely place. So he is thinking, so what happened? Krishna vichara ek achay antare, purnananda purnaras rup kahe mare. At once Lord Krishna, He considering within His heart. And everyone says that I am complete bliss, full of all rasas. So he is thinking to himself. Now once in a solitary place, everybody says, I am the Adhara, I am holding all the rasas. But I am supposed to be the supreme enjoyer. Ama hoite anandita hoy tribhuvan, amake anandita ve ichchakonajan. All the three worlds derives pleasure from me. Is there anyone who can give pleasure to me? Everybody gets pleasure from me. Who can give pleasure to me? He is thinking to himself, I was in Braj. All the gopis and gopas are serving in great ecstasy and Krishna thinking, oh, I am the Lord. I am the enjoyer of everything. Everybody is serving me. So I am very happy. He is enjoying. But when he goes back to Golok Vrindavan, he is thinking that when all these gopis, they are serving me, so I see at the end of the pastime, their face looks very jubilant. They look very happy. It's like if somebody will give you a rasgala, your face will be different. If somebody will give you a new lips, you know, you make face like this. So Krishna, by looking at the gopis' face, he could understand, these guys are enjoying millions times better than me.
So he is telling himself that who is the real enjoyer? All the scriptures saying that I am the enjoyer, but these guys are enjoying millions of times better than me. From their face I can understand that. So this thing is thinking when he goes back to Golok Vrindavan. Who can give me pleasure? I am enjoying so much. Ama hoyte jar hoy shata shata gun sei jon Allah dite pare maroman. Who can give me this pleasure? If somebody is 100 times more quality somebody has, who can give me pleasure? But who has 100 times better quality than me? I am the person having all the good qualities, best qualities. There is nobody better than me. Ama hoyte guni bara jagate asambha. Is not possible. Anybody else can have more better quality than me. So then now he is deeply thinking. Then how I am getting so much pleasure? Who is that most qualified personality? So he is thinking, I derive so much pleasure when I am with gopis, brajavasis, and among brajavasis the gopis, and among gopis Radharani. Ekoni Radha Tataha Kari Anubhav. Within Radharani, I realized that. So now, Krishna is thinking that Radharani, she is enjoying. As Radharani, she is enjoying in the best, topmost way. So what she is enjoying? Prabhupada explaining that everybody wants to enjoy in this material world. How we want to enjoy? We want to enjoy through our senses. So we have come to Krishna consciousness to enjoy or to suffer? Enjoy. Usually we say that sense gratification is not good. But actually we have come for sense gratification here only. But where these real sense gratifications then lies? Where are these real sense gratifications? The real goal of our life is to satisfy our senses. The secret, the hidden secret is given here. That usually we feel satisfied our senses, feel pleasure when senses come in contact with some sense objects, rupa rasa, gandha, sabda, sparsa. All these are rasa, perverted reflection of the real rasa, the melodies, Krishna retaining within himself. So actually the spirit soul wants, is not hankering for this rasa, material rasa, the hankering for that real rasa within Krishna. But because we are covered with this kama, nijandira pritivansa tare vale kam, krishnandira pritivansa dhare prema nam. So because we are covered by kama, so we can relate more with material sense gratification. But when kama will be eradicated, removed, and prema will manifest, then we can more relate to the real rasa. So the definition of this prema is Krishna Indira Pritibhansa, the desire to satisfy the senses of Krishna. So more this desire manifests, so more Krishna, he releases this mellow, the sweetness. So as a result, what is happening? Srimati Radharani, within her, this prema has manifested the topmost level, as you have heard in a Bhaktira Samrita Sindhu, Ado Saddha, Tata Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana Kriya, Anartha Nivritti, then Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhava, then prema. So then prema has different states. Prema means at a stage where devotees feel, oh Lord, you are mine. It's prema stage. And prema also has different states. Sneha, mana, pranaya, raga, anuraga, bhava, mahabhava. And who is Srimati Radharani? Mahabhava Swarupini, Radha Thakurani. So in this level, she is enjoying. Why she is enjoying topmost sweetness of Krishna? Because she has topmost prema. So now Lord Krishna, he is thinking
But how I can enjoy as gopis are enjoying so intensely Siradha Pranay Mahima Kudrisiva Naiva, that greatness of prema love of Srimati Radharani, what kind of love was that? Swadhyajana Adhvata Madhurima Kudrisiva. Adhvata Madhurima, that wonderful sweetness that I have. How was that? So now, he is thinking very interesting way. First he is thinking that I am everything. That all enjoyment is within me. So now he is giving very nice, analyzing nicely. Mar bansi gite akarse tribhuvan, radhar vachan hare amar shravan. He is saying that when I play on flute, I attract everybody. But when Radharani speaks, she attracts my mind also. I get attracted by Radharani. Five visaya, sabda, sparsa, rup, ras, gandha. Five topics will cover like this. So first he is saying the karma. That when I play and float, I attract everybody's karma, ears. But when Srimati Radharani speaks, she attracts me. The next he is saying about gandha. Jadyapi amar gandhe jagat sugandha, mor chitta pranhare radha anga gandha. He said, although my body lends fragments to the entire creation, the scent of Radharani's limbs captivates my mind and heart, gandha. Then he is going about the rasa, sweetness. So although the entire creation is full of different tastes because of me, he is the source of all the tastes. So I am charmed by the nectar and taste of the lips of Srimati Radharani. Then he is going with the sparsa. Although my talk is cooler than 10 million moons, jadyapi amar sparsa koti indu sital, I am refreshed by the touch of Srimati Radhika. So in this way, Krishna is thinking, who is more attractive? Radha is more attractive or Krishna is more attractive? Krishna is explaining that how I have so much things, I am attracting the whole world. I am so important. But very wonderful is that Radha is attracting me. So who is more attractive? Radha or Krishna? Radha is more attractive. So now Krishna is thinking to himself, is it true? Radha is more attractive? Or there is something within me that I am more attractive? He is giving a second thought to this and analyzing again. He is thinking, no, it's not true. A something very attractive thing lying within Radha, that is not true. Something very most attractive thing is within me lying. So how is it possible? Then he is telling to himself, yes, Radha is very attractive. When I take darshan of Srimati Radharani, I get fully satisfied. I feel really fully satisfied. But I see, when Radharani takes darshan of me, not only he gets fully satisfied, she gets so satisfied, what to speak of, just becoming happy. When she gets darshan of me, she gets fainted. She gets fainted. So in this way, Krishna is thinking, when I see Radharani, I become happy. That is okay. But I never get fainted. But she gets fainted. That means something more attractive is within me. It's not within her. And second thing he's thinking, okay, when my flute attracts everybody, so I get attracted by Srimati Radharani sound vibration. That is true. But what happens to Radharani when she listens to my flute? And he is saying, paraspara gomugite hare chatan, morghume tamaler kare alingman. So what to speak of? He hearing the sound vibration of my flute, forget about that. Sometimes two bamboo, they scratch each other, make some sound vibration that equals to, just close to the sound vibration of my flute. If Radharani, she hears that, she gets fainted immediately. So, that means my flute has something very special, which attracts Radharani so much. Radharani is very attracted, and her bodily touch is very soothing, very pleasing to me. I understand that. But what happens to Radharani? What to speak of Radharani embracing me? Just by thinking a tamal tree, she sometimes thinks a tamal tree as if me, and she embraces the tamal tree, and she gets fainted with that. So in this way, Krishna is explaining that Radharani thinking, Krishna alangina painu janama safale, Krishna sukha magnura vikha parikole. The Radharani thinks that I am embracing Krishna, but she is embracing a tamal tree. So in this way, Krishna is thinking that where is the greatness lying? That Radharani attracting me, she is the great, or something very attractive that is lying within me. That I am not Radha Gandha Hare Mara Man. My mind is attracted by the bodily smell of Srimati Radharani. But when Srimati Radharani, she gets the bodily smell of my body, what happens to her? Sometime Radharani would go to Radhakunda to take bath. Then Krishna would be grazing cow in Govardhan. And some breeze, wind would blow. Then all the gopis would see Radharani, her head spinning, doing like this. Hey, what happened to you? She doesn't know what happens. But because this wind is blowing, carrying the aroma of Krishna's body, fragrance, and her mind should spin. And here he is saying, Krishna saying, that anukula bhatajadi payamargandha uriya padadachaya premehaya anuha. That means some favorable wind, if that goes to the nostril of Radharani, immediately she falls on the ground and she runs and she becomes blind. Now she becomes blind in love. Where this favor is coming from? And sometimes her, if she gets the beetle nut chewed by Krishna, ananda samudra dupe kichu na jane. She forgets everything and simply floats in the ocean of bliss. So now Krishna is saying in this way, I can't explain the bliss Srimati Radharani deriving, even if I develop hundreds of mouths, I can't explain how much madhurima, sweetness she is desiring. So after analyzing all these things, then Krishna says, wow, what a great loser I am. But I am not getting this. She is getting all these things. That's why he is thinking that what can I do? What can I do? How can I get this kind of pleasure? So in this way, here Krishna is saying, Nana Ratna Koryami Nari Asadite. I am trying so many ways. How can I release that kind of enjoyment that Radharani has derived from me? So in this way, more he is thinking, how can I get? And his desire is increasing and increasing and unbearable. How can I enjoy like Radharani? That so madhurja asadana, that how your sweetness is retaining within himself, you can release. Not possible. It is not possible for Krishna, because Krishna belongs to different category. Radharani belongs to different category. The asraya and visaya. Radharani is asraya, premer asraya. Radharani is holding the prema. And Krishna is the anger of the prema. Now, Acharya is giving you an example. In the winter, some charcoal is there. Sometimes villagers, they in a clay pot, they put some charcoal and they go and they take the worm. So charcoal is carried by the clay pot. Clay pot is the carrier, the ashray of the charcoal. The person who is sitting next to it is enjoying the fire. But who is getting more fire, the clay pot or the person? The clay pot. So in this Radharani, she is having the prema. And Krishna is thinking now, that how can I get that? So now finally, he comes to a conclusion. Rasa aswaditani kaila avatar, prema rasa aswadiva vividha prakar, radhikar bhavakanti angikar dine, seitin sukhakavu nahe aswadane. That I came to material world to enjoy all the rasa and everything. I did that, but in spite of that, my three desires are not yet fulfilled. And how they can be fulfilled? Unless I accept the luster of the ecstatic love of Sri Radhika, these three desires cannot be fulfilled. That's why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radha Bhav, Angikar, Bharitar, Varna, Tin Sukha Asadute, Hava Avatirna. The Krishna, that day, he is deciding that therefore, assuming Radharani's sentiments and bodily complexion, I shall descend to fulfill these three desires. So in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Siradhaya Panaya Mahima Kudrishiva Naiva, Swadhyajana Abhruta Kudrishiva Madhya, Saukhantasya Madanubhavata Kudrishin Deti Lobha. The third point is, Saukham, what kind of sukha, the pleasure, Srimati Radharani was deriving, Deti Lobha. Lobha means he become greedy to understand. So that's why that Supreme Person of Godhead, Krishna, Tad Bhavadya Samajani Satyagarbha Sindhu Hari Indu. Tad Bhavadya. He accepted the mood of Tad, that Srimati Radharani, and that Krishna Chandra, that moon Krishna, he appeared as Gaurachandra. From Sachi Garbha, from the ocean of womb of Mother Sachi, that Krishna Chandra appeared as Gaurachandra. So this is the place, that most significant place for Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu, that Krishna Chandra was such a intensive, confidential, to fulfill a confidential desire. He came at this place, he appeared, he manifested that Brahmar Dunmaha Vastu, he manifested that form, which even the very rare to be obtained by Brahma. So he manifested that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Gauranga form here at the Yogapit, in order to give love of Godhead to everybody. The Brahmar Dunmaha Vastu Sadakara Jache. Whether somebody is qualified or not qualified, the purpose of Mahaprabhu, why he came here, to give the most precious things to the most unqualified person. He came to give the most precious thing, the love of Godhead which was never given before, to whom? He is looking, who is the worst person? To him only I will give. And Advaita Acharya, when Mahaprabhu one day, he is manifesting, he said, I'll give some boon to you. Now Advaita said, you want to give me some boon? So give me a boon, that we don't give love of Godhead who are proud of their education and wealth. Don't give them. Only those are most unworthy people who give them love of Godhead. As Jagatya Maharaj is telling, Tapu Tapu Jata Chila Harinama Udharilam Tar Sakhi Jagai Madhaire. Most notorious person. Mahaprabhu was so magnanimous. What is Jagai Madhai? Human beings. Even Mahaprabhu was going from Puri to Vrindavan in Jharikhanda forest, Balabhadra Bhattacharya saw even elephants, tigers, lions, they are dancing, chanting. You believe that the animals would be doing like that? You believe? Tigers chanting, dancing. Many may not believe, Who has sinned? Balaram Bhattacharya is told like that. It's true or not, who knows that? Tigers embracing to deers. Huh? How is it possible? But we can see, why should not we believe? One of his devotees, Srila Prabhupada, he has shown this wonder, but he has proved, yes, Mahaprabhu must have done. One tiger, one lion, how many people they can kill? Few people they can kill. But now human beings are so dangerous. They can kill thousands of people, more hinsra, I mean more notorious than animals. And we see how one of devotee of Sri Chaitanya of Srila Prabhupada, he has converted more notorious animals, more notorious than animals, the human beings, from all over the world. So many people from whole world, they are getting this love of Godhead, chanting this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and Nam Prem is spreading all over the world. So this is the place, Sri Mayapur Dham, where Mahaprabhu said, from here, this love of Godhead will go, will be distributed all over the world. But Mahaprabhu brought that Prema Patra. We know in material world 1 minus 1 equal to 0. In spiritual world 1 minus 1 equal to? Vam Purnamadha Purnamidam Purnatman. Right? That the Shruti says. But Shruti knowledge is very limited. He Shruti knows, Veda knows only 1 minus 1 equal to 1. But there is one more thing, 1 minus 1 equal to 2 also. First Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is like that. One bucket water, if you take one lota water out of this, in Vaikuntha it will remain one bucket water. But for Mahaprabhu, from one bucket water, if you take out one lota water, it will flood. It will double. When it will double, it will flood. So sometimes people are explaining, river, the water flowing in the river, people they go to get water. Some lazy people they don't go to get water. When some of the flood comes, the river water comes to their doorstep. So this is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mercy is like this, 1 minus 1 equal to 2. It will flood, it will go from Mayapur all over India, South India, North India, Bombay, Madras, the sea. The Bombay people are so modern with full pants, the ladies are walking like this. But I feel very happy when I see they come with all pants, but with a big bag, illa, kalkimala. So then I think how Mahaprabhu's policy is influencing. Not only Bombay, Madras, Delhi. When I go to Europe, America, then I see all of Indians are there. So then I think these Indians, they have come all the way from India to make some money here, right? To America, Germany, Europe. But Mahaprabhu is so merciful. You are sparing them. Prabhupada has gone to America, Europe. All the Indians, where are you going? Come here. So pulling is here, come take love of Godhead. So this is how Mahaprabhu's flood. Prema Vanna is flooding Plavana, whole world. So Mahaprabhu flooding, nobody will be spared. In other yuga, you have to endeavor, you have to try to get something. But this is yuga, even if you try to avoid it, you can avoid it. Wherever you go to hide, it will go reach there. It will reach there. And it will reach there and deliver. The Mahaprabhu's mercy. The another, the whole universe, everybody, please get this prema bhakti. And we can really see when we preach by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, how things have happened. You go to America, German, Japan, Chinese people, they can't pronounce Krishna. They say Krishna. Hale Lama, Hale Lama, Lama Lama, Hale Hale. But they are chanting so sincerely. And once I saw in the scripture that the verse says, if somebody really can't pronounce Krishna properly, still, they will be delivered. You go to Africa, I went to Uganda, all the black people, if they see Hare Krishna Sadhu on the street, they are very famous for distributing prasadam, they know very much. As soon as they see, oh Hare Krishna, hundreds of people, if you go on the street, they say suffering, they say Hare Krishna. So I used to think, these guys will never understand Gita Bhagavat.
Maybe they never stop eating, eat meat, eating fish, meat. Maybe they never stop. But still, they see what the alien heinousness. Simple guy saying Hare Krishna. So what they will achieve by this? Just imagine. They do not continue with their sinful activities. So of course they will reform. So this is the glories of Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Chandra Daya Karaha Vichar. Vichar Kaile Chitte Pale Chamatkar. That is wonders. If you analyze the magnanimity of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which overcome the magnanimity of all other forms of Supreme Personality of Godhead, you will find wonders, chamatkar, chitte pade chamatkar. Jai Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Jai Mahaprabhaam ki, Antardeep ki, Sadhya Bhakta Vrinda ki, Gaur Premanande.